time for our morning phenology from the students. And in spite of the fact that students are not in school, some really intrepid teachers have gone the extra mile to make sure that their students continue to collect phenological data and pass it along to us. And we're going to start today with Lara Thomason's class, fourth graders from Kellyer, Minnesota.
This is teacher Lara Thomason reporting for Kellyer Elementary's fourth grade class. Here is our report for Tuesday, April 21st, 2020. I had several observations sent in to me, and here are these particular students' favorite observations for the week. Hayden reported in seeing a lot of bears at the bins last week, more than she has seen all year. Natalie enjoyed watching all of the snow melting over the week and seeing the squirrels and birds looking for food. Jaron said he saw 15 more eagles this week, and Irwin reported seeing a lot of eagles too. Silas reported that he can see a bunch of leaves on the ground now that the snow is gone. Emma observed that the trees are beautiful since the snow has been melting. Clayton reported in that all of the snow is melting, so the ditches in the fields are full of water, so he took his kayak down to the ditches. Marvin says his favorite thing about it starting to feel more like spring is that he has enjoyed how warm it is when he goes out with his dad to chop wood. Kimberly saw a song thrush in her backyard. Cameron and her brother saw two woodpeckers in the woods. Noah has enjoyed observing the groups of birds that are heading north. Abby reported that while four-wheeling with her sister, they scared away about 50 deer. Alexis reported in that her zinnias she started inside are growing well. Blake reported that he and his mom planted about 60 pepper plants, and they are growing nicely as of this week, too. Ava observed that most of the snow is gone at her house. When they had to give the cows grain, it must have rained, and then the water froze in the bucket, so her dad had to bang on it. Liasha reported that there was frost at her house the same morning. This was Thursday, April 16th. Tucker saw a mosquito for the first time. Aiden's family saw a coyote. I heard the nighthawks for the first time this year on the evening of Saturday, April 18th. It was nice to hear them again. Most of the twigs we have started indoors have developed leaves already. Many of us had various maple branches inside, and they seem to develop more quickly than the other branches that we are observing. Thanks for listening. We'll report back next week.
Thank you, Lara. Great composite there of all of her students out looking at a lot of things. Hayden was looking at bears, and Tucker found a mosquito. I guess that's the large and small of it. And in between, lots of other things going on, some zinnias and lots of planting going on. Great work. Thank you, Lara.